Internal transportation equipment. Internal transportation equipment is used to unload slash load transport, clear receiving docks, and deliver products from packaging areas. Conveyors and AGVs slash UAVs could also be considered internal transportation equipment, but these are addressed elsewhere as they are used as an interface with automated systems. Depending on the type of vehicles being unloaded, internal transportation equipment may include boom conveyors. This type of conveyor can be telescoped out from the dock or ground into the trailer or container. Workers can stand in the trailer and load cases directly onto the conveyor, which carries them via gravity to the next stage of handling. Forklifts. Forklifts come in a variety of configurations to meet warehouse needs for load capacity, lifting heights, reach extension to reach into cargo areas, maneuverability, both in terms of width and turning radius, and speed. They may be fueled by gasoline, diesel, propane, hydrogen fuel cells, or electricity. Some electric models recapture energy as the forklift lowers or brakes. Some have heated slash insulated cockpits. Some are AGVs or AMRs, pallet trucks. This term can refer to manually operated pallet trucks or jacks used to lift and transport small loads. Exhibit 4-64 shows examples of internal transportation equipment. Exhibit 4-64, internal transportation equipment. Source, Sovex Systems, part of the Transnorm System Group. Boom conveyor, used with permission. Automatic unloading systems. These systems can unload a trailer full of pallets all in one step in as little as 5 minutes using systems such as rollers, tracks, slip chains, loading plates, or giant slip sheets. They are used when there are high-volume repetitive transfers between two supply chain nodes, such as a plant and its off-site storage area. Cranes. Cranes are used to raise heavy items and move them horizontally. They come in different shapes and sizes to meet the requirements of the spaces in which they are used. Cranes can be used to move products into storage locations as well. Exhibit 4-65 shows three types of cranes: jib, fixed, mobile, and bridge, fixed. The fixed varieties can also be called gantry cranes, as a gantry is a bridge-like overhead structure that supports the crane. Exhibit 4-65. Jib crane, mobile crane, and bridge crane. Fixed cranes are attached to the building in some manner, perhaps bolted into floors or columns. The hoist runs along a horizontal beam. In a gantry crane, the hoist is in a fixed position on the beam or can be mounted in a trolley that can move horizontally along rails. The example shown is a jib crane, whose horizontal piece or boom can swing in an arc. Mobile cranes can be mounted on vehicles, including automated storage slash retrieval vehicles. Bridge or overhead cranes include parallel horizontal rails that may be suspended from overhead supports or attached to the upper parts of building columns. The hoist is in a trolley that can move back and forth along the rails.